So thank you very much, Ognjen, for giving me the opportunity to speak and close this conference with a user's vision and give me this platform to say how grateful I am to Nyphos Europe for the turn that my research has taken lately with the use of open data. We've heard a lot. And, well, we know that the open data, we now know it, they're key for driving science and for improving the quality of life of European citizens. But what better example is it than COVID, COVID-19, where it emerged at the beginning of 2020 in Europe. And through actually a research that was open source, data that was published as open data, and open access publications, we received a vaccine in 1 year or less. And that was really a tremendous effort, a global tremendous effort of science. And this demonstrated the power of open science that can give us very quickly the vaccine and also new medicines. So in my lab, we do dynamics of proteins. We use a technique that's called molecular dynamic simulations to analyze how proteins that our pharmaceutical targets are moving in time and space and generate ideas of where small molecules that can be candidate drugs can bind on the proteins and inhibit the proteins and give us therapies, for example, for cancer. And this is an anti-cancer drug, dasatinib. And in this process, obviously, there's tons of data that is being generated, terabytes of data that were generated, and we want to store to give out to the community. So chemistry, as we also heard from the last talk, is a really nice discipline providing medicines. But chemistry has also a dual nature. Unfortunately, chemicals can be very toxic and hazardous. And we've recognized this because there's concerns in what ingredients are contained in the chemicals that we use every day, foods, cosmetics, everything. So we've created this application that you can download for free with App Store and Google Play, Ingredio. You take a picture in the grocery store, for example, of a product, food or cosmetic. You send us the photo. We upload it to our cloud. And then through our algorithm, you get immediately an answer of whether there's any toxic ingredient included in this product. Also, here we utilize tons of data because we use all the open access literature to mine whatever toxicity, harmful ingredients are there. So as mentioned, we generate terabytes of data every month. And challenges for me and for the users are how to store, manage and analyze it. Also, if I share my data as we are advertising, what will happen to the data? How will I make them fair? Will my data set get stolen? Will I get scooped? Will they get misused? So those are really valid concerns. Also, how can I access data sets from other colleagues who did published similar research so that I don't duplicate my efforts? And finally, sometimes we can't really find data sets because the databases are fragmented and duplicating research. And then, a revelation. Nyphos Europe came. And Nyphos Europe has a goal that wants to turn into reality. I found this in the very nice brochure prepared by GRNet, which starts by mapping the landscape, basically, of open science, and ends up with the demonstrators and the user engagement. And this is what I want to talk about, whether this is now a reality for us. And actually it is, and I can tell you a few examples where Nyphos Europe has really helped me as a researcher. So it gave me a platform where I could store my data, I could manage them, and I could analyze them. I could share my data sets to the community. In my papers, I could have a PID when everybody was saying, we cannot share terabytes of data, but then it was possible. So my colleagues could access it without duplicating what I have done. I was trained on metadata, so I knew how to use metadata so that others could find me. And I was trained, for example, with First Fair, with evaluating and certifying the data sets and on best practices. And then what happened was really when I was skeptic about giving out all my data to the community. I mean, I also had the same concerns. Will I get scooped? Someone will work on my data. They will advance my research better than me because I'm in Greece and maybe I don't have the resources of Germany, for example. But then what happened is that many pharmaceutical companies started contacting me, and I mean big names like Novartis, Roche, Eli Lilly. They wanted to collaborate with me because they downloaded the datasets. They saw that the dataset was valid, but they didn't have the know-how of how this dataset was produced, and they didn't have the knowledge that I had to produce it. So they wanted to collaborate with me, and that was real a revelation because that gives me the idea that this open access business model, so you can actually get funding from open access. So you attract the interest of the people. And of course, there was an open call by Nifos Europe where I received computational resources and I increased the computational power of my lab, so that led to more data. And in this effort of generating data, we also were able to generate services that could be onboarded on Nifos Europe for drug discovery. For example, the ChemBio server, that is a pipeline for mining chemical compounds for drug discovery, or DREAM. There was a talk by Alexis Hadjigoulas how you can how the proteins can access the cell membrane. Many different applications. This is only a sample of what we could onboard. So our software was not only in our laptops and machines, it was now accessible by everyone. So how Nifos Europe helped me as a service provider, I was able to publish my services. I used Nifos accounting, so now I had data that I could show to my funding agencies about how many people are using my software. That was really, really important. They had a free online platform where I can manage the user requests. The user can easily reach me and tell me, oh, I need this feature, and can you change this? Oh, there is a bug there. Support for user authentication. And I could open, as I said, my services to a wider base. And this, of course, even boosted the visibility of my lab even more. More opportunities for collaboration came back to the lab, and that was just wonderful. But not only as a service provider and as a researcher, because here is a great example. George Artopoulos, who is the Digital Cultural Heritage Coordinator of Nifos Europe, shared with me. Nifos Europe actually also worked with other European projects, and it helped them. So you can see here multiple European projects that have benefited from Nifos Europe and Open Science. And actually, George told me that over 300 people from other European projects at many different levels, they are now engaged in the services and use them. And even in climate sciences, meteorology, Theo was kind enough to send me this slide. He's a climate and meteorology coordinator. And here there's a testimonial by a professor in Skopje who said that Nifos Europe allowed for the transformation of my system into a service. Previously, the system was only available to researchers that develop it. But now, it provides data set and simulation services to many researchers. So I think this is just a global thing that is happening in open science, in particular in Nifos Europe. But not only limited to researchers and public bodies. Nifos Europe also works with companies. And in this case, the startup Ingredio started a collaboration with Open Air Advanced to enhance the food and cosmetics ingredients, the information, with the Open Air Research Graph information to help for consumer health. So here, basically, this app, as I told you, you take a picture of it. It tells you, it gives you a list of the ingredients using open access peer-reviewed publication. So with the help of Open Air, we could even access more publications. But Nifos Europe was also key to our development because they provided a dedicated server where we could upload our natural language processing machine learning algorithm platform, and a specific web server was developed that can be now used for mining biomedical text by the whole community. So Nifos Europe also benefits companies SMEs and gives back to the community. Our code, the Ingridio code, was provided to OpenAir, was uploaded. This allowed for beta testing. Our service was integrated to Nifos Europe in the cloud, and we received the core resources to run the service, and that in turn helped our productivity and competitiveness of our SMEs. And I want to finish with my vision, because we have seen the benefits of the community, and I cannot believe that these features will now leave because the project is finishing. This project is based on regional efforts, and in particular, my vision is for a role of early career researchers and professionals in open science, because they are at the core of open science. They are the new generation. And they will become the future decision makers. And I can't see how, without regional activities, we can really immerse the young generation in open science. So I really think that open that early career researchers and professionals should be part of them, should be as much trained as possible. And Nifos Europe has initiatives for early career researchers. You can see here, because I have to finish, really so many initiatives from North Macedonia and Serbia, from Bulgaria, from Slovenia. You see here several young programs for young researchers. So outlook to the future. For me, the vision is to continue having this platform for the users. It's really crucial. You can generate new open access business models where you can get funding from open data and establish early career researchers focused groups within EOSC and train the community of young professionals, postdocs, PhD students, and even in high schools. Build connections between decision makers and students. And here, the EOSC promoters group of the Nifos Europe was crucial in this part. And I would like to finish this talk by thanking the amazing group team of Nifos Europe. Ognjen, Dusan, Andreas, Anastas, Sonia, Eli, Lektra, Milica, Dodor, Emmanuel, Dragos, Alexis, and of course many others that I'm sorry that they couldn't fit in this slide because really it's a really big community. And with that, thank you very much, and thanks to the project.